In today's news headlines, Congresswomen Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar spoke out about the travel ban that Israel imposed on them at the behest of President Donald Trump. In an emotional press conference on Monday, the two freshman lawmakers, who are also the first two Muslim American women to ever be elected on a federal level, called on their colleagues in Congress to go in their stead to document Israel's crimes. Here is Omar, followed by Tlaib.
It is my belief that as legislators, we have an obligation to see the reality there for ourselves. We have a responsibility to conduct oversight over our government's foreign policy and what happens with the millions of dollars we send in aid. So I call on all of you to go.
I spoke to my family, and I think my grandmother said it beautifully when she said, I'm her Asfur. Asfur in Arabic means her bird. And she said, I'm her dream manifested. I am her free bird. So why would I come back and be caged and bow down when my election rolls her head up high, gave her dignity for the first time? And so through tears, at 3 o'clock in the morning, we all decided as a family that I could not go until I was a free American United States Congresswoman.
That's Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, and before her, Ilhan Omar, at a press conference on Monday reacting to Israel's travel ban that was aimed specifically at them. Tlaib was granted a humanitarian visit to the West Bank to see her grandmother, but with a strict gag order as a condition, she turned down the offer. The nation's largest reproductive health care provider for women, Planned Parenthood, has withdrawn from the government's Title X family planning program. The Trump administration has deliberately targeted Planned Parenthood to reward anti-abortion voters and required that those organizations accepting government funding for family planning services cannot also provide abortions. At stake was about $60 million in annual funding that Planned Parenthood will now forego in order to continue its work as an abortion provider. Meanwhile, a 19-year-old in Chicago was just arrested after making an online threat to slaughter abortion providers and patients. And a 21-year-old Salvadoran woman who had been sentenced to 30 years in prison after her pregnancy ended in a stillbirth was just acquitted. Evelyn Hernandez had gotten pregnant as a result of a rape and was then accused of terminating her own pregnancy. A judge finally acquitted her after she served 3 years in prison. Barely 2 weeks after two back-to-back mass shootings, President Trump has reportedly already begun losing interest on the modest gun control measures he said he was in favor of. A White House official told the Daily Beast he started to move on. If it were up to the president, he'd do background checks today, but that's not how it works, and he loses patience quickly. A Senate Democratic aide also spoke to the outlet and lamented, "This is all Trump. It is all in his hands. No one is talking to Republicans or their offices. If the president says, yes, I want to do it, it gets 85 votes. If he doesn't, it doesn't." Meanwhile, researchers at the UC Davis Medical Center have found that 3 years after California passed a so-called red flag law allowing weapons to be seized from individuals known to pose a risk, authorities have prevented at least 21 potential mass shootings. Despite the fact that Trump has publicly claimed the U.S. economy is robust and thriving, in private, White House officials are drafting plans to bolster the financial system. The plan involves cutting payroll taxes as a way to put more money into consumer pockets and stimulate the economy. It would need congressional approval and an admission by Trump that the economy was weakening. So far, there is no talk of reversing Trump's China tariffs that have triggered a trade war and also impacted the economy. A new study by JP Morgan Chase concluded that the trade war is costing Americans about $1,000 a year on average. And in other financial news, United States Steel Corp has just announced it will lay off hundreds of workers in Michigan in the next few weeks. The layoffs will apparently be temporary for about 6 months. According to Reuters, the layoffs call into question claims President Donald Trump has made about the resurgence of the domestic steel industry as a result of his tariffs. Mercedes-Benz has indicated that it will join other auto manufacturers, Honda, Ford, Volkswagen, and BMW, in a pact to meet the state of California's fuel efficiency standards and yet another blow to Trump's anti-climate change plan. Trump has rolled back Obama-era fuel efficiency standards, but the nation's largest state pushed back and appears to be successfully resetting them. Former Vice President Joe Biden's wife, Jill, has openly admitted that her husband may not be as good a presidential candidate as others, indicating that she may be just as prone to verbal gaffes as her spouse. At a campaign event in Nashua, New Hampshire, this is what Jill Biden said.
So, yes, your candidate might be better on, health care than Joe is. But you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I sort of personally like so-and-so better. But your bottom line has to be that we have to beat Trump.
That's Joe Biden's wife, Jill, openly affirming her own husband's failings at a campaign event in New Hampshire. A recent poll of that state's voters found Senator Bernie Sanders leading the Democratic field with 21% support, followed by Biden with 15%. Trump's former communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, has a new op-ed in the Washington Post urging Republicans to speak out against Trump like he's doing. In it, he accused Trump of inflammatory rhetoric and of being a demagogue. He implored the GOP to, quote, help save the country from Trump's depredations. Meanwhile, Congressman Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico has become the highest-ranking Democrat to now openly back Trump's impeachment. Pro-immigrant organizations launched a massive lawsuit this week against the Trump administration over the appalling state of health care in government-run and funded immigrant detention centers. According to Politico, which had access to the complaint, the lawsuit alleges, quote, major lapses in medical and mental health care in nearly 160 detention facilities across the U.S. And in other immigration news, the U.S. has offered to triple the number of guest farm worker visas to Guatemala as incentive to enforce Trump's requirement that Central American refugees seek asylum to the U.S. from Guatemalan soil. California has just passed the nation's strictest police use of force law, named Stephon Clark's Law after a young black man who was fatally shot in Sacramento. Police in California will now only be allowed to shoot to kill if the, quote, officer reasonably believes that deadly force is necessary to defend against an imminent threat of death or serious bodily injury. Elsewhere in California, students at a high school in Garden Grove were captured on video singing a Nazi-era song and giving the Nazi salute. School authorities have said they disciplined the students, but refused to reveal exactly how. And two members of the fascist group Proud Boys were just convicted of various assault charges in a clash with anti-fascist activists that took place in New York last fall. Results from a conservative group's audit of Facebook were just released. The audit was aimed at discovering anti-conservative bias in the social media platform. No bias was found, but Facebook appears willing to appease President Trump and his allies, who have made unsubstantiated claims of bias. And that does it for our news headlines today.